We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Zohar Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Masumatan, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Gimel. Avol ho'akum v'horishoyim ha'koifrim einu ma'mina b'ashkoch zashim izbor v'shlemus. Whereas, lahavdol, the goyim, or any other people who do not believe in the Hashkoch of Hashem, the ikar hakfira shalem hu bechinas oyer hachoizer shenas aidei atzimtzum shemechavnin hadas varois bekivon ubetzimtzum lamokim shetzrichim ad shechoizer bakol ein of kanal. And the main concept of their kfira is tied into this oyer choizer, this ability of us to be brought back into the eye of Hashem, in a sense, where it only works based to the degree that we are looking to Hashem, to the degree that we believe in Hashem, and we're looking to Hashem to sustain us, to that degree there's this Or Chayzer of the flow of Shefa coming directly from Hashem to us. Avol, kishehorois nispazer menatzad ve'enoi bo b'hakol adover shereitzel lerois. Whereas, as we explained earlier, when the vision of the person is not being focused directly on the object that he wants to look at, but rather, because the object is far away, what happens is, by the time that beam of light goes from the eye to the object, it's no longer a focused beam. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ukemoi kein be'emunah sabitochen b'Hashem Yisborach," and so too regarding trusting in Hashem, "Iker ha'pegam shel ho'akum v'koyfrim hu she'ein metzamtzemim einei daitom l'Hashem Yisborach." Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain clearly exactly what is the mistake of the goyim, or people who do not believe in Hashem properly, people who don't trust in Hashem properly. Rav Nosson says their mistake is the same thing we just described. It's the fact that they're not focusing only on Hashem and directly at Hashem. Ki be'emes rubam kekulam ma'aminim b'metzias Hashem Yisborach. Because the truth is, the vast majority of goyim and non-believers do believe in a concept of a Hashem. Aval ikar hakfirus shelahem hu b'hashkocha haprotis. Where they have a problem is in believing in the concept of hashkocha proti, that Hashem himself is directing every single detail, every single minute detail of what's taking place within the world. Ki oimrim shashem izborach godoil v'neilo marumam v'nizgav kol kach at sheyef sheletzar b'das shashem izborach yashkiach b'zayilom b'ashkocha protius. Because they say that the Creator is so exalted and so great that it would be disrespectful and ridiculous for us to think that this super Creator, this super being, bothers himself to get involved in every single minute detail of what's taking place in the world. And based on this mistake, they end up rejecting the entire Torah, which is based on this concept, which is based on the concept of Hashkocha Proti. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, the real is dirt into their mouths. And let them eat gravel. Let their mouths be stuffed up. Ki nivar libo midas amiti, because they are off the mark. They are not zeche to see things properly. Ki heim matim es atzmam kilu heim magdilim umagbim kvodei sporach, because they are mistaken. They think they're the ones who are giving Hashem real respect by taking an attitude that Hashem is above all of this nonsense, all of the detail of what goes on in the world. Shoimrim shelaroiv reimemusa yisborach ein roi chas v'shalom sheyashgiach adam hashem alazeh. They say that based on how exalted Hashem is and how great Hashem is, it wouldn't be proper for Hashem to bother himself with all the nitty-gritty details of running the operation of the world. V'tipach rucham v'nishmosam. Rav Nosson says, let them rot. In other words, he's using very severe language, because obviously these people cause tremendous destruction in the world. Because they're trying to understand Hashem. They're saying that based on rational thought, it wouldn't make any sense for Hashem to behave this way. But they're nuts. Ki adarabba, just the opposite is true. Zehu ikar gdulosei v'remimusoi. This itself is the essence of the greatness of Hashem. Ki b'mokim gdulosei shamata moitzan v'smusoi. Because Hashem is so great that as great as that His greatness is His humbleness and His willingness to, yes, get involved in every detail of what goes on in the world. As the pasuk says, Ki koi omar rom venisa sheichinad v'kodosh shmoi morim v'kodosh. These are the words of the Exalted One, the Eternal One, the Holy One, who is exalted and holy. What does Hashem say? Eshkoin es daka. I reside with the lowly ones, with the humble people. Vezdako shval ruach, and Hashem is close to the people who are humble, who have a broken spirit. Kimoshom razal, as the Gemara says, Kim hoyo gadlus Hashem yisborach rak kvi havonas das odom. Because if Hashem's greatness were limited to human rationale, human understanding, imkein chas v'sholim hoyo keitz l'gadlusoi, then Hashem would be finite. Hashem would be limited. Ki das ha'odom bosav adom yesh lo keitzu gvul. Because the human intellect and the human ability to rationalize is limited. It's finite. Avol be'emes, whereas the truth is, daitoi meroimo midaitenu. Hashem's wisdom and Hashem's understanding is way above us, way out of our league. As the pasuk says, Ki govu shamayim me'oretz, ken govu drochay midarcheichem u'machshavoyseh u'machshavoyseichem. As far removed as heaven is from earth, that's how far removed Hashem's understanding is from our understanding. V'alkein be'emes adarabba zehu gdulosev re'memusa yisporach. And therefore these people are wrong, but rather this is the essence of the greatness of Hashem. That Hashem is way, way above human understanding. To the point where Hashem is so, so great that He has the ability to focus on every minor detail, to see every slightest detail. Lahavdil, if we would want to compare it to a concept, a physical concept, you have a satellite that costs $3 million, and that satellite can take pretty decent pictures. It can give you a general picture of what's going on in a place. Then you get a satellite that costs $30 billion, and that satellite can be further up, way, way further away from Earth than the original satellite. And yet it can tell you how many dots there are on a toothpick. You know, it can tell you exactly, you know, the most minute detail. Lahavdil, kaviyochel, when we're talking about Hashem, as great as Hashem is, and as far removed as Hashem is, and as big as Hashem is, that's His ability to focus on any level of detail imaginable, you know. As the pasuk says, the eyes of Hashem see everywhere, in every single place, every single nook and cranny. And even though we can't necessarily rationalize this and understand this completely, so what? We do away with our rationale. And we believe this with pure faith. Because this is the true hatzlacha of das. The true hatzlacha, the true shleimus hadas is when a person knows what he can understand and he knows what he can't understand. And when he can't understand something, he doesn't necessarily reject it, but rather sometimes he accepts it with faith. And in that which I can't understand, I'm willing to trust, I'm willing to believe. As our forefathers gave us this tradition, Asher Shibru as Gufam Lagamri, they were Zeicher to purify themselves, to destroy their gut, their physical desires, v'zochu lahasig emuna shlema, and they were zeche to achieve perfection of faith in Hashem, v'aleim levadonu tzrichim lismoich v'leilch b'darcheim, and we have only to rely on them. Nimtzo she Yisrael sheyesh lehem emuna bitochen shalom Hashem Yisborach zeh b'chinas koyach haroi shebchinas or yeshev or choseb. So therefore, the Jews who have the proper, solid emuna in Hashem, by them this koyach harois is b'shleimus. They are very focused when it comes to looking at Hashem. Dahainu she'oyer einei daitom hoylech b'yoyshel Hashem Yisborach. Our eyes, the beam of light that comes out of our eyes, is directed purely at Hashem. Shemaminem b'metziuso Yisborach, b'geduloso b'rememuso Yisborach, adein soif adein tachlis. We believe in Hashem to the limit, to the highest degree possible. Avol al yidei agdolas hadas hazeh, hoyoyochel hadas lispazer chas v'shel machetz me'agvul. Now, when a person tries to show such a level of understanding of Hashem, it's possible for it to go out of bounds. V'ideizeh yizbatel hadas legamri, and for the person to blow a fuse in a sense, when he's trying to have such a high level of realization of the greatness of Hashem. Dahainu, im hoyu chas v'shalom roitzim lohovin ulahasig darkei gedulosei lefi daito, meaning, if a Jew would want to understand everything about Hashem, hoyu yicholim lovoi ledeyos kuzias ulekfirois gedolos chas v'shalom kamo yakum, we could easily fall into mistakes, false understandings, and mess up our faith in Hashem, etc. Avol Yisrael am kodesh he mitzamtzemim daitom u'mechavnim daitom bekivon godel Hashem Yisborach levad. Whereas the Jews do not make that mistake. They don't try to understand more than what they're supposed to, but rather they focus on Hashem the right way. Sheyodim be'emuna shleimu migdulas Hashem Yisborach v'emusa anoru shemaroyim v'niskav moed moed mikol min eruchni shebuchol olamos. We believe and we realize that Hashem is way above any spiritual concept that we could possibly come up with. And for sure, Hashem is above any physical concept that we can understand in this physical world. And despite how great Hashem is, He Himself still supervises every single minute detail of what's taking place in this world. And He sustains every single minute cockroach, every single small ant, the tiniest things in the world, He's the one who's supporting them. Because of the fact that we are able to focus our realization of Hashem and our faith in Hashem in the manner that we were taught by our forefathers, that's what allows us to be so focused in looking to Hashem and in having Hashem look upon us in the most solid way possible. Whereby this focus looked comes about when the item is very concentrated and it's confined, it's constricted, it's not fragmented or dispersed. Because we concentrate and we focus our attention to only to Hashem. And thereby, we draw Hashem's look upon us, Hashem's supervision upon us, to perfection. And here's the sentence, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kemoi, where Rav Nosson Zal summarizes what he just said till now, Ki kemoi she'onu ma'minim b'ashgachosei b'protis b'shleimus, kemoi kei nimshach be'emes hashgachosei b'shleimus aleinu. To the degree that we believe in Hashgacha Prati, to that degree, Hashem is able to shine His Hashgacha Prati upon, deal with us with perfect Hashgacha Prati. Dahainu, bebechinas re'iya habo bekivun o beyoshe, bechinas hakor, ad shem nitztarim beina, bebechinas rotzei v'shoiv, whereby kaviyochel Hashem looks at us with a perfect look. It's focused. Kaviyochel Hashem looks at us. Our image is photographed within the eye of Hashem Kaviyochel, and Hashem is able to give us everything we need, you know, to perfection. And this keeps going on in infinite cycles. Each time we rise to a higher level of realization of Hashgacha Prati from Hashem, Kaviyochel Hashem shows us a higher level of Hashgacha Prati. You know, this is not just on one level. This can go on ad infinitum. A person can keep rising throughout his whole life, developing himself and achieving higher and higher standards of faith and realization in the Hashgacha Prati of Hashem. And the more the person rises and improves his emunah in Hashgacha Prati, the more Kaviyochel Hashem shows him higher and higher levels of Hashgacha Prati. Cholil means cyclic. This goes on in endless cycles. Vaideze nischadesh hashefa b'chol pam b'or godol v'otzum, and this is what causes the shefa to be renewed constantly with new light and brighter light. V'nimshach rav tuv l'beis Yisrael, and it results in Klal Yisrael receiving all the good that Hashem has to offer. Paragraph Dalet. Avul ho'akum ha'koifrim she'koifrim b'hashgachosoy machmas k'silus daitom. Whereas the goyim who deny, they deny Hashgacha Prati because of their foolishness. She'oimrim shehu yisporach meroimom melashgiach b'atzmai lo'ilam. They say that Hashem is too exalted to bother looking into, you know, watching every fine detail of what goes on in the world. And this is the source of all the denial and idol worship of the previous generations, based on this belief. With their foolishness, they say that Hashem gave over the leadership of the world to the signs of the zodiac, you know, to the sun, the moon, and them. To the point where this eventually led to their worshipping idols made of stone and wood. Because they ended up saying that it's impossible to draw shefa, to draw sustenance from Hashem, unless you worship these physical images. Shehu klal kol avodas zarah shelem kemuvan b'sforim, and this is the foundation. This was the whole basis of their belief in idols. Shezeh hayo sibas tusam shel hadoros hakodmim shel avodas zarah, ukemoikein kol hatos shel hakofrim shel hadoros halalu. And Rav Nosson Zal says this same concept applies to the non-believers of today's generations. Hakol hu al yedei tusim koyle. It's all based on these kinds of mistakes. Because they're not able to focus their seichel and admit that we cannot understand the greatness of Hashem. We cannot understand Hashem's behavior. And because of that, since they're not able to focus, to constrict, to limit their seichel, because of that, they're not able to realize the truth. This could be compared to somebody who wants to see something that's far in the distance. But he doesn't squint, he doesn't focus his eyes on that item. He just looks out in the distance without concentrating and focusing his vision on that particular item. Rak mistakel min atzad, but rather he looks to the side of it. What happens is his vision becomes dispersed and he is not able to bring the object back into focus in his eye.
This is the exact concept of their mistake, their terrible mistake. Sheroitzim lehistakel bashkochas gedulos yisborach. They want to look at, they want to observe the hashkoch of Hashem. Ve'eino mechavnim daitom lahabet elov yisborach levav. However, they don't focus, they don't concentrate on looking only at Hashem, rak mistaklim en atzad bedarkei chakirusam horo, but rather they end up looking to the sides, looking around Hashem, with their chakirus, with their, you know, intelligentsia, ad sheyoytzim en agvul, to the point where they end up going out of bounds. Ve'enom choizrim lahamshich hashgos yizbarach alayem, and they do not bring the hashgoch of Hashem upon them, machmashenim yecholim lagiel av yizbarach, because they can't reach Hashem, machmashen lohem emunah, because they're missing the most important ingredient, emuna, faith. Ki al yidei hadas yefsher lahasigo yizborach, because it is impossible to understand Hashem based on das, or based on rationale, period. Ki im al yidei emuna levad, the only way that a person could come to an understanding in Hashem is if a person has that prerequisite of emuna, faith. Ukemavura bekama mekoimois, as is explained in many places in our teachings.